Hi, this is Carl from Web Courses Bangkok, and this is part 9 in the series of How to Become a Web Designer. Now, this part is all about frameworks, frameworks for JavaScript, frameworks for PHP, and obviously frameworks even for content management systems themselves. So, what is a framework? A framework is the basics of what you want to do with either a programming language or JavaScript, and it's all kind of done for you, ready for you just to say, right, open door. Now, you don't need to explain, reach hand out, grab knob, turn knob, pull door towards yourself and walk through it. You just need to say open door. So it essentially allows you to do a repetitive task very easily with just simple calls to functions. A nice one is like CakePHP. Now, CakePHP allows you to do all the basic things of going to and from a database using PHP. Because we all know PHP has got a best friend, and that's called MySQL. And MySQL is the database system behind a lot of the websites that we find today, and it's the way that this website remembers what to do and where to put the content. So it's very important, it's very easy for you as a designer to quickly sort of put information, get information, update it, delete it, whatever. So a framework allows you to do that very easily. So if you are in the mindset of being a programmer now and you're thinking, oh yeah, I really like programming, this is where I want to be, then have a look at some frameworks like Zend and Cake and stuff like that for PHP. If you've gone with PHP, that is. I'm sure there's frameworks for .NET, ASP and stuff like that. The other framework that's really exciting that everybody loves, and I advise everybody to get to know this, is jQuery. Now, jQuery is a framework based on JavaScript. And JavaScript is a kind of the funky stuff that allows pages to load without load new information without having to refresh, maybe sliding menus, drop-down menus that sort of animate. It does lots and lots of lovely things that HTML can't do on its own. So to help us write this, because personally I hate writing JavaScript, I find it ugly. So I love jQuery, because jQuery has got these lovely sort of user interface framework functionality that you can quickly do. And it also allows you to do more powerful things like kind of like grabbing hold of specific parts of the page and changing it and stuff like that. So have a look at frameworks like PHP. Definitely have a good look at jQuery, jQuery.com. Also jQueryUI.com is a very good website. And there's various other frameworks that actually plug into things like WordPress. So you've got a framework called Canvas, and a lot of the actual main sites that give templates also give you these ideas of having a framework that you can build your own template on. So Templatic has got one, ThemeForest has got one, WooThemes have got one. So have a look at that. And essentially, frameworks allow you to make a big jump and not start from zero when you're doing a new project. Okay, so that's part 9, all about frameworks. Enjoy and let me know how it goes by contacting us at www.webcoursesbangkok.com, or you can follow us at Twitter at @webcoursesbkk. Look forward to hearing from you. Bye.